Exhaust also offer a totally new shock absorber service. With quality parts and friendly service, DC Exhaust are at your disposal always.
Take it to the people who
you
prefer.
Take it to the people
who
you prefer.
Radio Nova.
Hello, it's 8:30 on Thursday, the 3rd of November, 1981, and here's the Riley Review. A wheelie, wonderful, and wily review, willful and wanton as it may be. I'm going to dive right into the papers, because one of my favorite subjects, at least currently, is in the news today. And I'm going to rattle out about it. The subject is pirates. Ha ha! Now, you think I mean adventure in the high seas, cutlasses, black eye patches, bawdy women, Errol Flynn, cannonballs flying over the Dublin ports, treasure chests and wooden legs? Well, that's what the word pirate means to me. But no, that's not what the papers mean. They seem to be using that word as a misnomer for radio stations. Now, I don't understand that. I mean, I know I don't shave often enough. Does that make me a pirate? Do I sound seasick to you? I don't even own a blunderbuss. Let's have a look at the stories. It's hard to read here with the 17th century frigate rolling back and forth in the middle of the Irish Sea. I mean, I have to borrow a rowboat to go to Beauty's. The Times headline on the story is, Radio Bill to Silence Pirates. And the story begins, Existing pirate radio stations and other commercial interests will not be encouraged to participate in the new system of independent local radio planned by the government, the Minister for Posts and Telegraphs, Mr. Cooney, indicated in the Doyle yesterday. Mr. Cooney confirmed that he would reintroduce the bill, providing for fines of up to £10,000 on existing pirate stations, which was brought forward by the last government, but he reversed the Fianna Fáil decision, which would have allowed such organizations to become involved in the new local radio system. Well, I'll have a look at that new system of independent radio planned by the government later. The press story on the subject, that's us, the subject, hello, are you the predicate, is headlined, Pirate Radio Forges Ahead of RTE2. We told you so, was the reaction last night of pirate radio stations to the news that they are winning the fight against RTE's pop channel RTE2. A survey conducted by Irish Marketing Surveys for Wilson Hartnell and O'Reilly shows that the pirates have nearly 60% of the listening audience under 25. Ah, now things begin to make sense. Well, a rose by any other name is still trying to get rid of the competition, and spades still dig holes if there's enough strength and enough desire to bury somebody. The story in The Independent is on the back page. Well, that's academic. It's headlined, Cooney Angers Pirates, and it begins, Pirate Radio Stations. Pirate radio station operators are angry over the government's plans for local radio, as outlined by the Minister for Posts and Telegraphs in the Doyle yesterday. The pirates, who command 31% of the listening audience in the Dublin area, feel betrayed because many politicians who are now government deputies used their facilities during the last general election campaign and promised them support in their battle for legalization. Minister Mr. Cooney told the Doyle that he intended to reintroduce the bill prepared by the previous administration to legalize local radio and introduce fines of up to £10,000 for illegal broadcasting. But he added that he was opposed to local radio being in the exclusive hands of commercial interests and would instead favor a community basis with very low commercial involvement. Such a scheme would be the kiss of death for local radio, said Mr. Chris Carey of Radio Nova. It would produce stations like BBC's Radio Birmingham, which is run by community leaders and commands a listenership of less than 3%. Oh, by the way, that fellow, Chris Carey, he's the proverbial boss. Though I must admit, we don't call him captain. That's not to say we don't get tempted to mutiny from time to time. But who ever heard of a boss anyway that people weren't happy when he wasn't around? Now, how's that for grammar? But seriously, oh, that's a great line. Always be in your guard when someone says, seriously, folks. Chris Carey's right when he talks about so-called community radio run by the government with, quote, low commercial involvement, unquote. Of course, there's a small audience, I mean a very small audience, for Aunt Jemima recipes and knitting clubs and lost dogs, community events, charities, etc., etc., but not very much. So I ask, who's going to pay for this? Radio's very expensive and advertisers ain't going to touch it. And tell me, how can radio offer a true community service if it doesn't reach a large audience, a large percentage of that community? And anyone in showbiz, anywhere and everywhere, knows that for media to get an audience, it has to be commercial. Commercial is the only motivation, to have to reach your audience, to have to communicate. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Communication? But generally, the danger in radio, television, theater, any art, the danger of not having to reach the audience is self-indulgence and arrogance, complacency and apathy. Look at the history of theater and theater companies. But enough on all that. I'm, as usual, you know me, off the track. My question is, Why is commercial such a dirty word? Most of the accepted great art of history was commercial because they needed to eat, so they had to produce quality. Not wanted to for whatever reason, but had to. All this stuff about community radio. Just look ahead a little bit and think about that. It's very, very expensive, especially so because of bureaucracies. And guess who? You are going to have to pay for it. And don't we provide community services? What about the job spots? That's helped people find hundreds of jobs. Hundreds. And it didn't cost anyone anything. And yet it could not be so successful if we didn't have a listenership. I mean, look, if you're unemployed, are you going to sit around listening to recipes and local talk shows all day? I mean, if you can't provide a job to someone who isn't there, that's self-evident, even to sophists. And what about 24 hours of news, every hour on the hour? And hang around, because in the next few months, you're all going to have community services running out of your ears from here. You'll see, but oh my gosh, wait a minute. It's about 8:36, and I've really been waffling forever this time. I forgot that this is supposed to be a newspaper review and not Hyde Park. So anyway, tomorrow I'll have to walk the plank for this indulgence. Speaking of indulgence, you see what I mean? I mean, I could never get away with this on a commercial station. But I think they see me as a walking, talking community service. At least they keep sending me around to help freed, treed cats while John Clark is opening discotheques. By the way, I must someday ramble on about the tendency of any mass media to become mediocre as it appeals to the lowest common denominator and is hamstrung by advertisers. They're especially a conservative breed unto themselves. But not now. No point in devil's advocating myself. By the way, again, you know, I get in more trouble by saying God on the air than by saying devil. Now, think about that one. Anyway, on we go. I better have a look at today's headlines before I go. Very quickly, in the Times, government challenged on neutrality by Haughey. The leader of the opposition, Mr. Haughey, yesterday challenged the government to state publicly whether it was opposed to military entanglements by stealth and disapproved of military decisions being taken in the community's name. Another headline is embassies face closure and austerity campaign. Some Irish embassies may be closed as part of the government's drive to cut public spending. Well, if they open radio stations, they'll have plenty of public spending. State pay, now crucial issue. As the free collective bargaining process gets underway following the collapse of the national talks, the government will tomorrow consider its attitude on the crucial issue of public sector pay. CIE stoppage threatened for next Tuesday. The Minister for Transport, Mr. Patrick Cooney, is to meet representatives of 11,000 CIE workers before the end of the week in an attempt to head off a one-day strike on December the 8th, which could cripple bus and train services. Strike alert, this is international, strike alert as Polish police storm college. The Polish authorities risked a serious confrontation with the independent trade union Solidarity yesterday when they ordered police to expel 330 trainee firemen occupying their college in Warsaw. Sacked executive awarded £45,000. Mr. Richard Bunyan, former marketing manager of United Dominions Trust Ireland Limited, has been awarded compensation of almost £45,000 by the Unemployment Appeals Tribunal for unfair dismissal. And finally in the Times, the headline, Sense of Sexuality in Heaven. Pope John Paul II said yesterday that men and women will retain their sense of sexuality in heaven, but marriage and procreation will not exist there. On we go. What's in the Irish press? Just quickly, the headlines. Low spirits on high seas. That's a nice coincidence. Sealing spike free booze with Irish waters. Oh, subheadline. Another headline. 44,454 for fired executive. Haughey warns on neutrality. Divorce not ruled out. Fianna Fáil. Let's see what else. RUC men in third force. A claim that RUC and UDR men in disguise have formed a substantial part of the Reverend Ian Paisley's third force, which has been intimidating Catholic areas, has been made by the SDLP. As a full-time UDR man was charged with taking part in a hijacking on the Loyalist Day of Action. And finally in the press, £100 million to keep interest down. That's a central bank step. And finally, the Independent. Here we go. Sacked banker gets 44,000. That amount is going down. First it's 45, then 44 and a half. Now £44,000 award. Another headline, pay. PO men go it alone. Fine Gael chief's phone call overheard. A government minister admitted yesterday that private telephone conversations involving former Fine Gael secretary Mr. Peter Pendergast had been overheard. Whatever that means, I won't go on with it now. Deborah, man in court on murder charge, a breakthrough in the hunt for the murderer of 19-year-old Belfast girl. Reagan fit in well. Well, that's too bad. And finally, for 58, this is their last Christmas. Christmas is a time of cheer and danger for more than 800 Irish people this year to mean death or injury on the roads. Now, I'm going to go in a minute, but first I'm going to give you a few more little tidbits from Funny Convulsing and Funny Confusing, if you're not convulsed by now or repulsed or something. Here's a little item that came from the Evening Press some time ago. A variety, out of context here, A variety concert was held on Wednesday at St. Anthony's Theater, Merchants Quay, at 8 p.m. The injured were taken to hospital, most of them with second and third degree burns. Here's another little item from the Oxford Times. It's proposed to realign the road to cut out a dangerous double bed, which has been the scene of numerous serious accidents in recent years. And here's a little advertisement in an American in a Massachusetts newspaper. Wanted, some additional female technicians at the fast-expanding Charles River Breeding Laboratory. No previous experience necessary. And finally, here's a little item from a law report. Now, if you can follow this, you win a no prize. Sacrificing accuracy somewhat recklessly for the sake of brevity, I'm tempted to say that the object of the action is to determine which of these two bodies, if either, is the other, and if not, whether either, and if so, which is another corporate body of the same name, and if not, in fact, such third body is identical with it. Well, there you go. That'll confuse and befuddle you, I hope. Anyway, I'm going to go now. It's getting near to 8:41, so I'll see you tomorrow. Good morning. Watch out for pirates and cutlasses.
I seem to spend all of my time. 7:44. 8:44, sorry, check that. 16 minutes towards 9, and wide-eyed and legless.
Pioneer X Series. For nearly half a century, Pioneer have committed extensive technological resources in making a major contribution to the invention of hi-fi stereo. The latest Pioneer systems carry this adventure to new frontiers of sound. Pioneer X Series is now available at Sounds and Leisure, Rathmines number one hi-fi and record store. Town Hall Center, Rathmines. Telephone 966465. Pioneer X Series. Exciting sound.
And nonsense. Are you thinking of buying a video recorder or hi-fi system? Our 2,000 customers thought and bought from us. We gave them the best choice, the best service, plus free tape library membership. Video electronic showrooms are open 7 days a week. Weekdays to 8, Saturdays to 6, and Sundays 3 to 6. Video Electronics at 8 Merrion Square will be your choice too. Phone 606-765.
Now, an entirely new concept in car care. Walden Fixed Price Car Servicing, a must for all Ford owners. Walden Fixed Price Servicing includes all parts, labor, and VAT, and it's fully guaranteed. Save now with Walden Fixed Price Car Servicing. Exclusive to Walden, Parnell Street, Dublin.
Radio Nova.
And the Motown Memory for you this morning, we talked to Junior Walker from Junior Walker and the All-Stars and how he nearly turned down a big smasheroonie.
I wouldn't record it that year. And he came back the next year. You know, he said, well, man, still got that record. So I said, you still got the record, huh? He said, yeah, you gonna record it? I said, well, what is it? He said, what does it take to win your love? I said, okay, man, let's go and see. So we went over and we started the recording. I told him, I said, man, this ain't my bag, man. You know, we got to arguing. I said, this ain't my bag. He said, would you just record the record, Junior? I said, oh, all right, man.
With you, that's one of my all-time favorite Motown records. Junior Walker and the All-Stars, What Does It Take to Win Your Love on the Motown Memory label. Yeah. We got Motown Memories every morning at 7:45 and 8:45 precisely. A little bit late this morning, but don't let me catch you down. Lots of hits. Here's the new one from the Human League, my favorite at the moment.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail. Thank you.
single from the Human League. Don't you want me, baby? I like the North Line. Okay, the traffic situation in Dublin on O'Connell Street, right outside Cleary's, because there's roadworks there. It's absolutely madness, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's causing a great deal of havoc there. And also the Lower Church Town Road, pretty heavy at the moment. Donnybrook moving in towards St. Stephen's Green is pretty heavy, but moving. And the north side is not so bad this morning, which is okay. There's traffic roadworks in Amien Street, Shambles Street and Tara Street, and also in Woodkey. More traffic news for you as it comes in. It's now exactly 7 minutes before nine.
Men dictate upon it.
Friends communicate upon it.
Everyone sounds great upon it.
TDK.
Sopranos, it's a
hideout on it. Bassists sing their solos on it.
Everyone's in harmony on TDK.
TDK. The great name and tape cassettes from all leading record shops and hi-fi stores.
Frank, you're looking well.
Oh, I should be. Just spent the weekend with a mermaid.
A mermaid getaway.
No, breakaway. Breakaway tours, weekend package to Copenhagen. Have you not seen their new color brochure?
Copenhagen? That explains the mermaid.
Yeah. We saw where Hans Christian Andersen was born.
I suppose you're not telling me fairy tales.
Wouldn't like to come home and meet the mermaid, which...
Where there's a will, there's a way. With breakaway tours. Weekend and week-long winter breaks in London, Paris, Amsterdam, and Copenhagen. Contact Neenan Travel at 765-181 or your local travel agent. Breakaway, the great winter getaway.
At Papillon Restaurant of Grafton Street have everything for breakfast. Fresh orange juice, cereal, bacon, egg and sausage, toast and Bewley's coffee. All that for $1.90 and they're open from 8:30 a.m.
Not only that, darling, they also have private rooms for parties and for over 60 people they provide full disco facilities free of charge.
How do you know all this?
Brian Morton told me. He's the man you ring for bookings.
He's in charge of Papillon. What's his phone number?
714-257.
714-257.
Why are you taking down the number?
Darling, any man who can produce food like this is a man whose number's worth having.
What a tremendous selection at Freezer Market. 2 pound peas at 65 pence, 3.5 pound casserole hens at 1.29, 2 litre ice cream at 1.49. Avail of the special voucher deal with turkeys at 59 pence per pound. Sure, it must be Christmas at Freezer Market.
Pioneer X Series. For nearly half a century, Pioneer has committed extensive technological resources in making a major contribution to the adventure of hi-fi stereo. The latest Pioneer systems carry this adventure to new frontiers of sound. Pioneer Experience. Exciting sound.
At the news time at 9 o'clock, Cool and the Gang.
For me, that's my way. Step it out.
9 o'clock, and here's the Nova News. I'm Terry Riley. The Fianna Fáil leader, Mr. Haughey, has said that Ireland's policy of neutrality is endangered by the proposal to bring security and defense within the orbit of the EEC. But in the Senedd, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Senator Doug, said the government did not intend to join any military pact. A proposal by the Taoiseach that there should be an all-party committee to examine the problem of marital breakdown has been rejected by Fianna Fáil. Instead, the party leader, Mr. Haughey, is to set up his own special committee to examine the problem with the emphasis on protection of marriage. The committee, which will be chaired by the former Minister for Health, Dr. Michael Woods, will have the advice of specialist experts, Mr. Haughey said. Its membership will be announced next week. Among other things, it would look at the matter of divorce. The opposition leader said that the subject of marriage was of such fundamental importance that Fianna Fáil believed that they should examine it themselves and come to their own decision. Mr. Haughey added that he had decided against the all-party committee because the Taoiseach had preempted the outcome by stating categorically that he wished to see divorce introduced during the lifetime of the Dáil. A Garda chief superintendent told the Special Criminal Court that the attack on the Gardaí near the British Embassy in Dublin last July was determined, sustained, and well orchestrated. He was giving evidence in the trial of Patrick Keogh, who was charged with preventing the Gardaí from carrying out their duties. A man was charged in Castlebar County, Mayo, early this morning with the murder of a Belfast girl, Deborah Robinson, in Dublin in September last year. Richie O'Hara, aged 29, from Belfast, was remanded in custody and will appear in district court today. Internationally, the Reagan administration said Wednesday that Nicaragua, with Soviet and Cuban aid, is becoming a military superpower in Central America. Secretary of State Alexander Haig again expressed American concern over the flow of East European oil to the Sandinista government. And a senior official said the military balance in the area was tipped in Nicaragua's favor with the expected arrival next year of Soviet-built fighter planes from Cuba. Secretary Haig discussed these issues in a 90-minute meeting Wednesday with the Nicaraguan foreign minister. The secretary, Mr. Haig, said he was given no assurances that Nicaragua would halt its activities in El Salvador, although the foreign minister did say his country does not plan to receive Soviet-built jets. The two men met in the capital of St. Lucia, where officials had gathered for the annual meeting of the Organization of American States. In his speech to the organization today, Secretary Haig will stress the dangers of Cuban interventionism at what he calls the slide towards totalitarianism in Nicaragua. And President Reagan has said he's not ignoring the possibility that he may be the target of an assassination attempt sponsored by Colonel Gaddafi of Libya. In an interview in Washington, Mr. Reagan said the recent reports that Libya had sent assassination squads to America to kill him could not be dismissed out of hand in view of the record. But the threats would not substantially change his life, although the administration was studying economic ties with Libya. Members of the Solidarity Trade Union in Poland meet today to consider their response to the police raid in Warsaw, which ended a week-long protest by 300 firemen cadets. Solidarity leader Lech Walesa will be presenting options to the union leaders. He has warned local branches not to take independent action. Last night, Mr. Walesa had some tough words when he spoke to a crowd outside his Warsaw hotel. "We are approaching a period of high tension," he told the people. "Something must happen. We must fight decisively," he said, "but let's not be ruled by our tempers. Let's not engage in fighting in case they beat us at it." There seems little doubt that today's meeting will produce some angry rhetoric from Solidarity. Despite the resumption of talks with the government last month, there's been little improvement in the industrial climate. Militants in the union are bound to advocate some strike action in order to head off any further commando-style raids by the authorities in the future. About 300,000 people have staged a demonstration in Damascus, protesting the car bomb explosion there on Sunday, in which more than 100 people are reported to have died. Damascus Radio said the man who planted the bomb, who was shot dead by a guard when he was seen running from the car, has now been identified. And the authorities have blamed the explosion on a banned Muslim Brotherhood, a paramilitarist movement which is trying to overthrow the government. But many of the demonstrators shouted anti-American slogans. And finally, the Israeli government has survived a no-confidence motion after its controversial new agreement on strategic cooperation with the United States. The agreement was signed in Washington recently. It's been strongly criticized by opposition parties who feel it places Israel firmly in the anti-Soviet camp and so could harden Soviet attitudes towards Jewish emigration. During the 6 hours debate on the no-confidence motion, the main speaker for the opposition Labor Party, Mr. Abab Ibn, deplored what he termed the provocative anti-Soviet rhetoric in the agreement. But the Israeli defense minister, Mr. Sharon, speaking against repeated interjections, accused opposition parties of blindness and hypocrisy. He said Israel must consider the possibility of Soviet intervention in an Arab-Israeli war. When the vote was finally taken, the government survived on a majority of 4. And that's the Nova News. It's 9:05.
Radio Nova.
Quick look at the weather. A few bright spells this morning, mainly dry and cloudy with some drizzle at first and again later this evening. Winds fresh to strong and temperatures 8 to 10 degrees Celsius. That's the high.
There's a fly in the window, a dog in the yard, and the years since I saw you. There's a trunk in the corner.
Drunk on the town, feeling fine on the very
second best won't make it. Take it to the people who put you first.
PC exhausts are now selling silent daily at their new fitting depot in Donnybrook. With six strategic locations in Dublin City, DC Exhausts also offer a totally new shock absorber service. With quality parts and friendly service, DC Exhausts are at your disposal always. Gambit's Man Shop in the ILAC Center is now open and is offering excellent value and top quality clothes. We stock suits for executives such as Golden Arrow and Pierre Marcel at prices from £69.50. We have three-piece suits for fashion-conscious men at £49.50, and we have pure wool double-breasted suits at £69.50. We also have fabulous value in shirts, knitwear, and casuals, and stock all leading brands of jeans. Remember, Gambit's Man Shop in the ILAC Center.
Girls, a warning. People like you are going crazy at Macy's. Going crazy for our honeysuckle range of knitwear. Cuckoo about our big woolen jumpers in all sorts of colors. Nuts for our cozy jackets in green and cord. And mad for our...